No, this question is one that I long to hear the answer to. Swamiji, what do you want us all to do?
You see, there's no question of what I want. I've already told. See, the only purpose in life is to get perennial happiness. And that perennial happiness can be obtained only from one supermarket. And that supermarket, that room's key is held by one Lord. Or you may call it the Divine Mother, you may call it the Self, you may call it the Brahman, you may call it the Atman. The same fellow, he hides in various names so that people cannot easily find him. So that is why we are after him. So that if you please him, he will himself come, he will be with us and open the door of the happiness. So we will enjoy that entire supermarket along with its proprietor. That's all. So that's the only aim of life. So for that purpose, what you have to do is take the name of the Lord, always be dedicated to him, and pray to all the Mahatmas, you know, to help you on your way that they already achieved. And with their blessings only we can go further. And also pray to the Divine Mother or the Lord. Lord, I am coming for the first time. I don't know the full way. Something has been given, indicated by my Guru, like the old Guru in Viveka Chudamani. My Gurus do not sit for 5 hours. Oh, my dear, sit there. I will tell you the entire gamut of the Vedanta. Nothing. My Guru gave a mantra and he said, get out. That's all. But the rest all happens through the grace. So we have to continue with perseverance, faith and love. This is all, everyone, you and I, is what we have to do. Yes, sir. This much is enough. See, look here. Even if you do it for about 5 to 6 years, you can draw your pension for your lifetime. Sitting comfortably on your cushion. That's all. It's a question of 5 to 6 years. Renounce everything. Your cell phone, your wife, your children, your money, your ATM card. I don't mean throw it there. You keep it. You use it for whatever purpose it comes. Don't be just, oh my Lord, my ATM card amount is going on, dwindling down. Last time it was 20,000, now it is 10,000. I don't remember what all these expenses. Oh my Lord. Don't think of it at all. So think of the Lord. Take his name, take his mantra, and pray is all we have to do. That's what I
think. When you spoke of that last night, saying in 5 years it can be done, you'll have perennial peace. I asked you then, maybe and I should reiterate, do you promise it's true?
Look here, sir, I am only the pure of the God. I have heard him telling to so many people. I repeated it to you. How can I give you the guarantee?
Yes. Well, this reminds me of the once when the devotee of Holy Mother Sri Saradadevi, Ashutosh, said to Mother, Mother, which is the way to find God? And she said, you shed tears for God. But then very, very correctly and truthfully, he said, but Ma, I cannot shed tears. They don't come. So what should I do? And Mother said, then you keep company with one who does shed tears. So I don't have the advantage to asking that fellow who runs the supreme and divine super bazaar. So one who's heard it from that fellow or that mistress,
good enough. You can take him. He's already met him. So you can take him. He's only a friend of that doorkeeper.
So you can't meet the doorkeeper, you know the friend of the doorkeeper, you take it for true.
Yes.
Good.
But here, I am a pure, not a doorkeeper. Pure of the Lord who runs his errands.
You can say that, but I've heard from others and I found for myself a little more.
That's true.
Yes. Because even in the Bible, and forgive me for using the word, but you know, the word saint, frankly, is an easy thing for the Lord. In the Bible it said, God is glorious in his saints.
God is glorious in his?
In his saints.
Saints.
In the saints is where God is glorious. We don't look for to the heavens to see the glory of God. We look to those who God has transformed and brought up and given them the ability to point the way. Well, like Bhagavan said, the guru is the spirit of guidance.
All around you see is glory. The sun is glory. The moon is glory. The stars are his glories. All these nice gardens are his glories. All the plants are his glories. Every man is his glory.
Yes, but like I'm thinking there's a movie about Mozart called Amadeus. And Mozart was very, very convincing to the emperor to try to get him to commission a particular opera in the language he wanted. And Mozart pleaded his case. And the emperor said, yes, you're very convincing, but you do not persuade. And the sun, the moon, the stars, all these manifested glories do not persuade, but the living one whom God has touched. Those words they persuade us to jump in and start swimming. And that, remember, we were talking about swimming, and dear Mirabayu said, I feel I should be swimming in the ocean of Om, but forgive me, I'm a bad swimmer.
You are at least a bad swimmer and not swimming at all. And it's the Lord who carries me on his back.
Yes. Oh. Well, even though in the response it was said that the drowning Peter, even though the boat was there and Jesus was beckoning him to come, he lost his faith, so he sank down. And Jesus said, your faith, come. So he asked, even though a bad swimmer and drowning in the ocean of this world, the life buoy or the life raft of the hand of the Lord was given simply because he asked for it. So it's in the asking that we find. So I can ask the sun, I can ask the moon so many things, but I don't speak their language. But a living one, that I can ask and we receive. So there's where Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. So forgive me for asking too much.
Hopefully you make it.
Oh, Rama.
See, we parry words.
Somebody, there is difference. No, you may not be asking, but out of compassion you ask for us and our asking him.
But no, but forgive me, but I'll say something that Swamiji said yesterday. Yes, the guide, the guru, whatever you want to call that being, does ask for us, does beseech the Lord, and therefore grace comes. But Swamiji said, the real guru, the real guide, he will make you love God. He will make you meditate. He will make you do sadhana. He will make you yourself start asking. But he will ask for you until we become that pakui, we become mature.
He just sweeps you to the door of the Lord. He just sweeps you to his place, keeps you by your side, on the same throne.
But you know, you once told me in very graphic terms, I said, what does the guru do? And you said, the real guru, who has a very strong foot, will put you in the boat nicely, and give you all the provisions to traverse the ocean of samsara, and then when you feel so comfortable, he'll kick the boat off and say, good luck.
But he hides in the deck. We don't.
That's what I thought, like he jumps into the same boat.
Yes.
He hides in the deck.
So he'll give you the impression you're alone, but he's sitting there with you all the time.